It is sunshiny and beautiful here at Motorbella, where we broadcast from the General Motors exhibit at the fabulous M1 Concourse in Pontiac. Rod Elberts, the wizard of it all, the executive director of the Detroit Auto Dealers Association, the North American International Auto Show, and yes, this, Motorbella, says, go to Motorbella.com. Simple enough. For all the information you need regarding parking, very easy. Shuttles bring you right here in 5 minutes. For parking, tickets, and anything else you need schedule-wise and otherwise, the lay of the land at Motorbella.com. And one of the guys who has fun at auto shows around the world and continues to right here at Motorbella is a guy who makes sure everything is set up the way it's supposed to be set up. I'm talking about our old pal JT, John Tella, Senior Vice President, George P. Johnson Company. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning, Paul, from the southern end of Motorbella. Can you see me standing on top of Jeep Mountain? I'm kind of waving over to you at the pavilion. It was nice to see Link and Ann earlier. We're getting ready to have quite a show out here. We're bringing Camp Jeep that you've seen all over the place in China and in Frankfurt and certainly all over the United States. First time we've ever had Camp Jeep here in the Motor City, and we are so excited.
And I got to tell you, we talked about it, Ann and I did, on the air, starting first day yesterday, because we thought it was fabulous, and it was like in Frankfurt or someplace, never here, and now it is here. And for that matter, because you build it at your company, George P. Johnson Company, tell our WJR listeners what they can do at Camp Jeep. It's pretty exciting.
Well, it is an extreme off-road experience where people can get in all kinds of Jeeps, beyond, you know, the Wrangler as well as Grand Cherokee and all of the other great Jeep products. Mark Stewart was talking about how they're built right down the street at the Mack Avenue complex. We've got mountains and gullies and water and rocks and logs. And then right next to Camp Jeep, we have this amazing Ram Truck TRX experience, which is like a Baja experience on steroids, Paul. It's incredible. We have over 3 acres of off-roading here at Motorbella. And Rod and Andrea have done one heck of a job. Despite some not-so-favorable weather, the sun is out, and we are going to have a great time out here.
It is absolutely. It's so opposite of what it was yesterday and the day before. It's astonishingly better because it is, from where I sit, I see only blue sky and absolutely feel the sunshine in every way. And folks, they're open right at 9 o'clock this morning until 8 tonight. That goes for tomorrow, Saturday as well, and even Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Go to Motorbella.com for more information, and you'll see what JT's talking about. I mean, Camp Jeep is out of this world, and there are many fabulous displays and many fabulous different cars, trucks, SUVs, even some military equipment like the ISV, the Infantry Squad Vehicle, which we've talked about on the air and is rather spectacular too. And we're very proud that that's something that the military needed. And they went to work to get that thing done in 120 days from ask to design to reality. There's some wonderful, great things going on in our automobile industry that is so very important to Detroit, in spite of all the bad things that we know that they've been affected terribly by the pandemic. We know that there's a chip shortage that we really have to pay attention to now, because we're talking about real money costing the auto industry $200 billion. Billion with a B. That's a lot of money in any industry. But JT, you're in the business of really making dreams come to life at George P. Johnson Company with this Camp Jeep and other things. This is where you shine. That's the experiential work now that's at auto shows that we think are the future. The future is now. We don't think we're ever going to see static displays in a big auditorium anymore.
That's right, Paul. We are seeing a huge transition, but I will say that anyone that says that auto shows are going away or they're dead, they're wrong. They're changing, and they're creating different experiences all over the place. Look at Munich this year. That is an entirely different show than what we saw 2 years ago in Frankfurt. Next, in fact, right now, down at the State Fair of Texas, we have live experiences beyond what they normally have in Texas. Oklahoma State Fair is open right now, doing great things there. Next month, we're in Miami, not just an auto show. We've got an outdoor, and I will tell you, Stellantis believes in the live experience. It's great to see people here. They're going to shows, and it is transitioning, but it is going to be an auto show that people have never seen before.
And actually, when it comes down to it, and we get all the things, we shake out all of the little things that happen when you make change, it's really better than ever. It's just better. It is the new day in the auto shows. You get a taste of it here at Motorbella. We're going to do whatever we can to help it come to Detroit, because that's very important to the city of Detroit. I can tell you there are some other things that are going to quite probably, and I hope, be happening downtown Detroit that will be exhilarating and exciting. I've been sworn to secrecy, can't mention it yet, but let me just tell you, you'll know in a few days, and you will be excited about it. And it's not an auto show right now, I can tell you that, as we spoke to Rod Elberts earlier. But there's a lot going on, and if it's exciting and fun, JT and his company, George B. Johnson Company, that he's been with for years, John Teller will be there and making it extra special. JT, thanks for being with us, and congratulations on a job well done.
Well, thank you, Paul, and it's great to see, and we're looking great to speak with you, and we're looking forward to seeing everyone here at Motorbella in the coming days.
JT will be the guy standing on the top of the mountain in Camp
G. Welcoming everyone.
Of course. Thanks, JT.